are the Pharisees? We keep seeing them crop up throughout the Gospels. They seem to be these stock bad guys. Who are they? Mark and the other authors of the Gospels have these guys show up time and time again. But they were just one party in Israel. There were the Sadducees, there were the Zealots, there were the priests, there were the peasants, farmers, merchants. But the Pharisees seem to be the ones that have caught their attention. And this story, which takes place at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, has them showing up and being troubled and disturbed by what Jesus has done. Now, the truth is that not all Pharisees thought alike. Not all Pharisees disliked Jesus. Not all Pharisees went around sticking their noses into other people's business. But some of them did. Some of them liked to look at the way their compatriots were observing the laws. They liked to see how they went to pray, how they offered sacrifices. Have you ever met a Pharisee? I bet you have. I bet you've gone to church with them. If the Pharisees did not exist, the truth is we would have to invent them. We would have to have a word that would recognize that there are people in our midst who take religion seriously, and that's a good thing. But they've missed the message. They don't really understand what it is all about. They follow the rules, but they don't know why. Jesus has done two things that seem to violate the Sabbath. He's gone and he's picked food out in the wheat field, and then he's healed a man whose hand is withered. Now, the Pharisees were right when they criticized Jesus for doing it. But who told them that they should go and judge him? Who had made them boss? Nobody. They took that responsibility on themselves. So rather than focus on their own faith and their own practices, they looked at what Jesus did and they criticized it. Think about the Sabbath. That was a pretty important thing in Israel. It was a big deal to take off a day every week. The Israelites had been slaves, and the Sabbath was a reminder that God had delivered them from bondage and given them freedom. And they remembered that every week with the observance of the Sabbath. They also remembered that it was God who created the universe. And on the seventh day, he rested. And they were his people. How often do you think about those things on the Sabbath? I suspect not everybody here thinks about those things every week. Some of us might just come to church because that's what we've always done. Some of us might think it's the done thing. We like to follow the rules, the things that are spelled out. But we don't think about why we're doing it. And that's when we become Pharisees. Think about our Sabbath today. We're not very good as a people at keeping it, are we? We go to work. Maybe we'll go home after the service. We'll do some yard work. We'll watch a game. But will we think about God? Will we read scripture? Will we pray? Those are questions that only you can answer. And frankly, it's not my business whether you do those things. And it's not your business whether I do them. Although, as your pastor, you should have some expectations of me. I remember when I was a kid, we still had blue laws. And I suspect a lot of you remember them. Stores were all closed on Sunday. Then the stores began to open. But you couldn't buy liquor on Sunday. And I remember when that ban fell in Massachusetts. And it was a pretty big deal. And people often wonder, well, what are we going to do if I can't go to the package store on Sunday? Well, we all know, you go get your booze on Saturday or you wait till Monday. But it was so important that the law was repealed. Now, I have to confess that I have mixed feelings about that. Because blue laws that exist in our present day really aren't helping people observe the Sabbath. In some ways, they were just some people telling other people, this is what you need to do. And you remember the old definition of the Puritans, was they're unhappy because somebody somewhere was having fun. But when the conversations about blue laws took place, there was some reflection on the need for people to take some time off of work. To have one day when we as a society would take a break. The Sabbath isn't your opportunity to go off and do what you want to do. It's not an individual practice. It's something we do as a community. It's our opportunity to recognize that God wants us to take a break and to restore ourselves and to renew ourselves and to refresh ourselves. We have a choice about what we want to be. We can be Pharisees and we can live as if we were made for the Sabbath. Or we can live as children of God and recognize that God has made the Sabbath for us. It's not something we should abuse, nor is it something we should ignore. But it's something that we should treasure, and we should observe, and we should give thanks for it.